Have you ever watched an apocalyptic sci-fi movie and wondered, could any of this really happen? I'm Carrie Bechet, and on Hypothetical, we explore what-if questions two ways, through speculative science fiction and through insight from the world's most brilliant scientists. And spoiler alert, your favorite sci-fi movies aren't nearly as far-fetched as you may think. Time travel with me into our possible futures on Hypothetical. New episodes every Tuesday, available on all podcast apps. That's Hypothetical, Hyperthetical.
Hi, I'm Danielle Ellett. I'm the voice of Josephine. Thank you all who are listening. By listening, you're supporting great talent across the Black community. Black directed, Black written, Black acted. And it might not seem like much, just pressing play and spending a few minutes with us through each app, but representation matters. It matters in every aspect of our lives, in how a whole community can see themselves, in what we can aspire to. And I don't peg myself as anything more than just a girl in front of a microphone. But I know for other girls that were like me, other anyone that was like me, growing up Black, representation mattered. Because then I could see myself in an attainable goal that I wouldn't have to be the first one to shatter through that barrier, that someone had already made way for me, and that there was a clear cut path, even if it was harder than others. Please continue to support Black podcasts, Black stores, and small businesses. Our Black community is a thriving one, and one that really deserves attention right now in light of everything going on and the systematic racism in America that has been ingrained into every crevice and corner and crinkle of this great nation. And it's something little by little we can help make changes, even if it doesn't seem like much. Representation, activism, they all matter. And thank you again for listening. We really appreciate you.
Observer Pictures presents Margaritas and Donuts. This is a bonus episode, Love in the Time of Corona. Written by Tavius Marshall and Faith McQuinn. Directed by Faith McQuinn.
Hello, Mel.
Hello, Josephine. We doing the 10-minute lunch break or the 2-minute check-in?
Sadly, the 2-minute check-in. I miss you. I mean, I miss everyone who doesn't need some sort of emergency care right now. I'm working my regular hours, and then another 7 or 8 in the ER on Wednesday.
Is there any way you could make it, like, 4 hours extra? You seem to be running thin, and it's going to be a marathon.
I know. But what else am I supposed to do?
Josephine, you have to take care of yourself.
I've only got about a minute left. Hey, can we talk about something fun, like your birthday?
I'm sorry all your plans got canceled, but we don't have to do anything special. Honestly, I'd rather you send me a racy picture and then take a nap.
Hey, we still have a week or so, but I have made sure that I have that night off. So we can have some us time.
Give me just an hour of your time and a smile, and it will make the birthday of my dreams.
You might need to get more exciting dreams.
Oh, I'll show you how exciting my dreams are, just after all this social distancing. Did you get my present?
Do you mean the hand-carved, free-trade, local labor-supported, made-in-Nashville, one-foot-tall wooden unicorn that you sent me?
Did you memorize all of that?
Yeah. Your nerdy quirks might be wearing off on me a little.
Even used a small business to deliver it.
I couldn't be happier at your silly ass. I'm just not sure where you keep finding unicorn presents every month. I think I have 6 now. My house is starting to look like Lisa Frank had a vomit bender in my living room.
Just wait till you see what I've found for you now. The internet's a big place, and I've explored the far reaches of it for the most handcrafted, amazing stupidity.
You are too much.
I'm riveted with excitement and great fear. You know I'm going to have to turn my extra room into a unicorn monument if you keep this up for years, right?
That sounds like an invitation for a long-term employment position.
A more permanent position with tenure? Okay, I've got to get back inside. It was nice talking to you and nice to see outside for a minute. Love you, Mal.
I love you so much, Josephine.
Okay. Really have to go. Bye.
Who are you about to chat with at 1 o'clock?
Malik's trying to figure out his birthday date plans for Joe.
Wait, his birthday?
Don't ask.
Oh, that man is good for Joe. But he is...
a lot.
Yes. And now he's too cooped up most of the time.
He is a social creature. And will you give me the bottle of wine?
On it.
Hello and yo.
Hey, Mal.
Josephine got you doing it too?
Oh, we're not good enough friends for nicknames.
I'm just... not used to people calling me anything but Malik.
I can stop if you want me to.
No, it's fine.
Okay.
So, how's it going? Sup, Bron?
Hey, man.
Well, lots of wine.
If you need me, I'll be couching it with my book.
Anywho, we're doing about the same as our last chat. Video calls, homeschooling, lots of Netflix binge watching. Oh, Lord Jesus. Are you trying to cook again?
I've never tried to cook. I've always succeeded at cooking, just not with any palatability.
Saying something doesn't taste good is a shitty rose by any other name.
I can't believe you'd call my cooking shitty.
We know each other well enough that I can be truthful with you.
Have you ever made ground beef wrong?
You mean overcooked it? Sure.
I wish I could explain what I did wrong. Not just once, by the way. And I've tried 3 times now. It doesn't get any better. If I can't make shepherd's pie, how am I supposed to make my grandma's gumbo?
Why are you trying to make gumbo?
I want to be able to make a decent meal by the time lockdown's all over. And I love my grandma's gumbo. Plus, Josephine is so good at making the most delicate and wonderfully flaky salmon with the roasted cauliflower.
I know.
I can't do anything close to that. So after all the YouTube cooking class fails, I've signed up for master classes.
Aren't those for people who are good but want to get better? Or even have a shiny glimpse of getting it right?
You are apparently perfectly and wonderfully correct. But I'm still doing it.
Okay, tell me something. When Joe listed the reasons why you weren't perfect on that fateful day at my house, that got to you, didn't it? It bothers you. Are you trying to be perfect?
I think I'm still trying. I think I'm always trying.
Need I remind you that the reason you're still together is because you're not perfect?
I know. I'm not trying to be perfect for everyone, just her.
You know, trying to be your best for your partner is a great thing. Trying to be perfect for anyone is a recipe to fail.
Oh, hon, please, no puns.
Aren't you supposed to be reading?
It's not something that just ticked in my brain like a record, like it was before. My perfect, honestly, just, it wants to be perfect for her.
Has anyone ever told you that you might have a neurosis?
Yeah, I've been told I have a few. It's a topic me and my therapist cover regularly.
Well, owning them is a step in the right direction. So ground beef was a bust. What else have you tried?
What haven't I tried is the real question here. I gave up on eggs. Still, after all these months, have made one possibly good egg.
Oh, sweet Jesus. You cooking breakfast. I had to remake most of it, including the fucking toast.
Cat, tiny ears.
Aren't the kids in bed? You said 1 o'clock.
Yes, they are. But wine ups your decibels, and your decibels float right up the stairs into tiny ears.
Wine voice has always gotten me into trouble, mostly at parties, round annoying-ass people who I forget can still hear me talking about them over the music.
Oh, give me a second. That's on fire.
What?
Okay, it's not like a fire, but... Oh, yeah. I'm on fire.
Oh, shit.
Okay, I'm stepping in.
For what?
This idle chit-chat you two have going on isn't doing anything.
Back. Fire's out.
We're going to really help you give Joe the night she needs. Look at it as our birthday present to you, brother.
I'm open to any and all suggestions.
This is the weirdest present.
These are weird times. Just go with it.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch. And organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow... grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Aren't you supposed to be sleeping?
That's what I've been telling my brain for the last hour. I'm in bed with a sleep mask on and the cover snug. Cat, I even took melatonin.
Why do you even sound embarrassed about that? You should have been doing that this entire time.
You'd think I would just pass out.
So what's keeping your mind awake, hon?
Oh, it's... honestly, everything. Work, death, bills, pandemic. I don't feel like I'm on the front lines of anything other than a tsunami. My life is just a wave crashing over me over and over again.
Have you considered telling your brain to fuck off?
I'm close to considering telling most things to fuck off. I don't really mean that. I'm just so tired.
And can't sleep.
No, not really for days, maybe weeks. Just a few nod-offs between changing my PPE 30 times a day, changing my clothes 5 times a day, changing my schedule, changing my ability to think of anything else, changing the way I can be there for the kids I treat and have known their entire lives, changing my relationship with Malik. I would love to have a hug right now, for him to hold me really close. Oh, I would love to smell his neck right now. I would love to have some or any sex.
That last part is what video chat is for.
No, I am in no mind frame right now to even think about being sexy. Especially over a webcam. Oh God, and his birthday is in a few days.
Hasn't he asked you to rest and let him take care of it?
It's his birthday though. The first one we're having together. I had a plan.
Plans change.
Change is what I was just complaining about. I wanted to do something big like he does. Also, how do you know he asked to take care of it?
Oh, we've been planning, girl.
You
and Malik?
And Ron, a little bit.
Oh, really? Well, you gonna tell me?
No spoilers, dear.
Aw, mean old cat.
I am the devil.
And how are you?
Locked up, sealed up, and in my own world of virtual insanity. Also, I think I'm going to kill the cat.
What did Tabitha do?
I don't think the cat is happy with everyone being, home all the time.
What's she doing?
Well, it has been staring at me for 4 weeks straight. It's on my desk when I am working, 2 feet away, staring. It's on the couch, in the kitchen, staring. When I'm in the bathroom, staring. The cat is currently sitting on Ron's pillow, too close for comfort, and fucking staring at me.
Are you not gonna call her by her name anymore?
That is Ron and the kid's cat. Tabitha is its name no more. I honestly think it just wants me to leave. So that's the zoo for cats. That is now my house.
And how's homeschooling going?
Did you know there's a delivery service for alcohol?
That good, huh?
For real. They're not that bad. It's just a lot to keep them on task when the cat and the computer and the TV are right there.
I can only imagine.
You sound so exhausted. I wish I could serve you some virtual soup and a sandwich to help you sleep.
Oh, don't tease me.
Katrina, what did you call me? Mm-hmm. Sure you did. Now, whatever you wanted can wait. Now go to your room. I'll be there in a minute.
You should go.
She can wait.
No. I think I feel the melatonin kicking in.
You going to be okay?
Yes. Thank you. I needed that moment. In fact, I would love more moments of normalcy.
And you need sleep.
I know.
Love you.
Love you too.
No, I rescheduled nearly all my surgeries. Most of the rest of the staff is just working from home.
So you have even more hours at home.
Yeah, frighteningly enough, I do. I'm not too lonely. I've got you.
Aww.
And I got my nephew signed up for a few streaming services. Covered the cost of a few friends, too, so we can chat while streaming.
That seems like a little much. But what are you watching, and do you want to pay for my streaming service?
I'm watching everything. 2 sad documentaries and Stand Up and Stand Down and Downtown and High Noon. And honestly, I'm not sure what I'm watching at this point. And Ron, if you need a new subscription, just let me know.
He doesn't. We're fine.
Shut up, woman. The man is trying to be kind. Ouch.
So, you come up with any better birthday date plans since we last talked? And don't say anything hot air balloon related again.
The balloon company said no.
Holy shit. You called. Listen, that's too much, Malik. Also, no colored people care about a hot air balloon, other than you.
Okay, let me get my questions for the list then. So 1, how many flowers are too many flowers? 2, do you think they still do singing telegrams? 3, if so, do they deliver jewelry? 4, she doesn't seem to like cake, but what if it was a pie to look like a cake?
Hold up. The best you can get her is time.
And food.
Time and food. The last thing she said to me the other day is she wants normalcy.
Oh, I got it. What's the place you guys go?
Fork and Feather.
And let me Google if they still have delivery hours.
To-go hours start at noon and deliveries between 2 and 8 Monday through Friday.
Of course, you know that.
As well, it's about supporting small local business. The flow of local economy is supported through our instituted small economy, so I may or may not be ordering from several food places several times a day for several friends of mine. Did you know Fork and Feather started as a food truck in North Nashville? They didn't open a brick and mortar place until...
That's very sweet, Malik. And also kind of neurotic.
So you told me.
Also kind of hipster.
Hey now. No need to get violent, Ron.
Shoe fits.
Oh.
So first I think we need to contact the restaurant.
On it now.
Then we can get her some boots.
Yeah, I'm liking this.
Fork and Feather.
So you think it'll work?
Malik's unbirthday? Of course. I think Joe and Malik are always going to work.
You never stop being a hopeless romantic.
I try.
So, how's work going?
Endless video chat meetings. I figured people would know how to use Zoom by now.
You considered making a tutorial for everyone to understand it easier?
Oh, there is a damn tutorial. Carl made it. The same fucking Carl that is supposed to be the admin. Can't ever find his microphone button, and most of the meetings I have to look up his nose because he has no idea how to use a camera.
I'm sorry, baby. Maybe you should just start playing music in your headphones for every meeting instead of listening to the meeting. Just nod and say, we will get that to you next week, until they send you emails with actual information.
Mm-hmm. You make being stuck together worthwhile.
You make going crazy inside worth every moment.
Oh, yeah?
I'm not sure the kids are asleep.
Yeah, their door's closed.
Mm. Oh, you are a bad, bad man.
Evening, Mal.
Holy hell, you look amazing. You didn't have to dress up.
You didn't either, but damn does it feel good. Stand up, give me a spin around.
Fashion, move, spin. How are you, my love?
Who the hell is that?
My surprise.
This better not be another unicorn.
Answer the door.
Okay. What is all this?
Should be steak tartare from Fork and Feather and hopefully a pitcher of margaritas. Am I right, Katrina?
Yep, that's what we got.
Oh my god.
Hi.
Hey, Joe.
Got the kids chicken fingers and fries.
Hi, Auntie Joe.
Oh, hi, girls.
Also, should be an assorted pack of donuts from Drunken Donuts.
Ow. How did you...
Please, do not ask him. Just bask in the glory of good food and booze.
Toast time!
No toast to anyone. Unless this meal comes with cheddar toast.
Please know that I fully protested this.
She lost.
My birthday. My rules. Would you like to go first, girls?
We love you, Auntie Joe.
I love you too, little ones.
I told them to say that because they didn't quite understand the toast and kept writing things about toast.
Kat, you're up.
Okay. You work too much, but I love you for doing it. Thank you for continuing to be an inspiration and a pain in my ass.
Mom, you said ass.
Hey! I love you, bestie.
I love you too. I love all of you. I needed this. Oh, I needed this. Thank you all for spending a moment that is not my moment for me. It's something small. I needed something small because all of my small has become stress. I don't know what I need right now, but thank you all so, so much. I feel like I'm breaking apart. Thanks for being my, I guess, glue.
Always, hon.
A million times over.
I love you so much. And I guess that means it's my turn. I've thought this moment through so many times, Josephine. Pediatrician, witty-ass daughter of a nurse practitioner. I knew how awesome you were from the moment I saw you in the elevator. Before Paul asked me over, I remember stuff and I can't forget you. I can't forget what you've done in my life. I can't forget every time you laugh and I get the chance to see your smile. I can't forget the way that you're asleep. She's asleep, isn't she?
Yep, I'm pretty sure.
Sure glad I didn't propose during that speech.
What? I'm sorry, what?
Just kidding. Jesus, guys. It's only been 9 months. Ooh. More of a, 10-month sort of guy.
Mm-hmm. 10-month what?
This episode featured the voices of Danielle Ellett as Josephine, Tavius Marshall as Malik, Laquita James as Katrina, Luke Eisen as Ron, Lily McQuinn as Lucy, and Danny McQuinn as Daphne. Producer, Amanda Lorraine. Sound mixing, Joshua Sui. Dialogue edit, Faith McQuinn. Theme music, BD Productions. Additional music, Alex Shulgin and The Story Shop. For more information on the show, how to support us, and where to find us on social media, please visit md.observerpictures.com. Thank you so much for listening, and remember, grab a drink, have a treat, and tell your friends about Margaritas and Donuts.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Get inspired while learning all about the unique planes of existence. Get the in-depth knowledge you need to help your combat encounters feel impactful, or learn about the origins and pantheons of every race and class the game offers. No stone is left unturned as every edition of the game is explored and explained in a way that benefits players of all different levels of experience. You can expand your TTRPG horizons in a way that's as entertaining as it is educational just by listening. All you have to do is go to your favorite podcast app or YouTube and search for The Dungeon Cast.